Testing. November 19th, 1978, talking to Henry Vitus in Houston.
What do you have in mind for some of the skies?
Do what?
What do you have in mind for
some of the skies? What I have to do. Well, I thought, since we were talking about fishing last night, I was thinking about the lush trap, and I was wondering, do you make a new one every year?
Yeah.
What happens, do you just let that freeze in and then go out with ice?
Yeah, I just take it along.
Because that'd be a lot of work to get it out.
Yeah, after spring of year, ice is pretty thick.
So about how long can you fish with it?
It usually slack off in late January.
And do you catch anything else besides lush in there?
Lush and small white fish once in a while.
Does anybody put in fish nets under the ice?
We used to earlier in fall, right after freeze up. But this fall, nobody tried this fall.
Is that because the river's
been free? Yeah, there's one good spot down 8 miles where we used to put a net, but we just didn't bother going down there with the net.
Do you have some questions about things that you enjoy, like you do a lot of things, trapping, hunting, fishing, a lot of work. And I was wondering what about things that you really enjoy to do. For instance, when you go hunting, what do you like hunting for the most, and why do you?
Well, the hunting I enjoy is the fall hunting, right after freeze up. That's when I enjoy my hunting. There's times I don't have any luck, but I still enjoy myself being out there.
What things do you think you enjoy
about? Well, the fall hunting is, there ain't much snow, it's good walking. And later in winter, there's a lot of snow, and a lot of snow under willows. And couldn't hardly hunt where there's a lot of willows. And fall time is a lot easier. Yeah.
Do they get pretty bad sometimes?
Yeah, that's in June. June, that's about the time they really get sick.
They ever really
bother you? Well, not now, because we got repellents for it, so it's all right.
What did you used to do when you were younger in college?
Well, when I remember, there were some, but before that, I used to use smudge.
Carry that around?
In boat.
That was when we were young.
Yeah.
What about fishing? What's your favorite kind of fishing to do?
Well, chaining is the fishing I like to do.
Fall hunting. Is that you hunt for all different kind of things? What would you be hunting?
Well, the idea is the bear hunting, but whatever I see, I always try to catch like spruce in or rabbit or whatever I see.
When you hunt for bear, how would you hunt for bear?
Like the summertime or?
We'll say now when you go hunting.
Well, right now, they're already hibernated. They're pretty hard to find after they hibernate.
Do
September is not the best time to hunt bears. Well, I can climb the peaks and sit there and wait for the monocular, see if the bear can go out in the flats to feed on berries.
And so would you, when you're hunting that time, you're waiting for the deer to just be walking around?
Uh-huh, yeah, out in the open, yeah. Pardon?
You wouldn't be hunting them in the bear hole?
No, not in September, no. They're still out feeding.
When was the first time you ever went hunting
for bear? Well, I started hunting with my old man when I was small, and there's times when old man catches an animal. I was no help because I couldn't carry much meat, but I really enjoy it though when we sit by a campfire and have a good fresh meat. That's the part I really used to enjoy.
Do you ever do that with your son?
Well, I take them out. I take them out in the summertime. We don't seem to have luck, though. I'd like what the old man used to do.
Why do you think that is? Not as many bears?
Well, there's some bears, but I wasn't lucky like the old man was. That's all it is. But I still take them out and give them idea how to go about hunting. So still, yet I take them out, even though I haven't caught much.
So, you said that your old man was real lucky with bears. Yeah, lucky
yeah. Yeah, that was his trade, just like this. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Were there usually, say, people would be well known for hunting different things or doing different things?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that still true?
Yes. Right now, it's only shooting people is lucky with all animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
Levine is doing good all these years. He's not young anymore, but he's like he still catches the animal yet. So. Mm-hmm. Sure, he's doing good too. He does good.
What about hunting wolf? I was wondering what that was like. Well, what I see, I hear different people say different things about hunting for wolves.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii,
shark is something really special. Mm-hmm. Not too many people would do that, and it means something special. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's something like that with any animals.
Yeah, well, wolf hunting is a pretty smart animals, and it's really hard to trap. You just follow really know how to set a trap for a wolf in order to catch it. And there's a way to, we hunt it with snow machine too, but it gotta be an open, it gotta be flat, it can't be on hills.
Is that chasing out?
Uh-huh, yeah. After when snow gets deep, that's fun.
Are you just chasing it?
Well, yeah, just until the snow machine catch it up. Yeah. I used to.
Well, are there any special, say, after somebody traps and shoots an animal, there's special ways to treat them, say, afterwards, like, say, certain kinds you can't eat, or certain bring back to the house, or certain kinds of, you know, you skin them in a certain
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it's like our animal, our old ways, not to skin it, butcher the animal on a trail where people can walk. We always have to handle it where there's where the blood wouldn't be on a trail. It's our old way. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I grew up, there's certain kind of things where you eat, and you can't eat them when you're out there getting it because you're in the bed, but you can't get them after all kinds of things.
Yeah, well, out there when they kill the animal, our people, they just eat it out there, just whatever they want to eat. What part do you want to eat out of the animal? You can eat it there.
Well, I was thinking about work you've done too, like working for wages, you know, all the different jobs you had. Which one you enjoyed the most?
Woodwork, carpenter work.
Was that work you did at Galena when you were?
Uh huh, yeah.
When did you first start doing carpentry?
Well, off and on, I do a little bit of it. And I joined the union in 74, the year I worked at Billis, and I joined the union. Before that, they off and on, just like they're building a school, or wherever they built in this area, that I do a little of it.
What kinds of things have you built here?
Well, it's like we built this lodge over here, the big building, and yeah, and the school built that one classroom and the quarters in 56. I worked there in 1970. They add on to it the other classroom. I worked there too. But I was just I was at the union then.
So what part of being a carpenter do you like best? What jobs, framing or finish work?
Oh, framing is a lot of work, but it's nothing really particular. It's just to nail everything together. Finishing, it's a well, in construction they have a framing carpenters and they have a finish carpenters too. I enjoy framing but more than the trying to do a finish job.
Framing too, if you're making up your own house, you have to figure out which way to build it for
yeah. I don't know when I don't even think about making frame house for myself. I like to build new log house later.
Did you build this one?
Yeah.
When did you build this?
This front we built that in 52. And I believe it was 1960, I add on to it. Wasn't still enough room, so 1971 we put the second floor on this front. And we just finally have enough room then.
How many people are living in
that? That's when all our kids was going to let's see now. Yeah, some were going to high school and quite a few was going to grade school yet then.
Well, since there are three stages in the house, who else helped you build the house?
Well, this front place, my brother Q helped me. And the back, I did that by myself. And the second floor up here too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hoisting the logs up, just about three or four boys helped me hoist the logs up.
Mm-hmm. Do you use any special kind of things to hoist them up?
Block and tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you would get your logs from up river?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cut it in springtime. Wrap it down.
Is that a lot of work?
No, cutting logs in springtime is lot easier. That's about the best time to cut it. Just it's easier to peel. Use the log to peel, it's so much easier to handle it too.
Do you like log house better than
frame house? Yeah, I believe log house is when it's really put together good, it's really, really warm. I guess frame house, if it's probably got not enough insulation, thick enough walls, I guess it'll be warm too. I like log house better than the frame house.
Last time you were here, you said maybe you were to Galena this summer. Did you go?
No, I didn't went down there.
Mm-hmm. You stayed around here and fished?
Too? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was wondering too about the work you do at the power plant. Were you working there when it was first started?
Taking care of the generator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the 1971, when they had on that one classroom, that's when they bring the generators in. Mm-hmm. And they have some people that install it and I maintain it for 3 winters, and after that, Lester Sam worked there for a couple of winters too. And since last year, I took over again.
How was it decided who works there?
Well, in 74, when I worked for construction at Bedless, I wasn't. I'll be up there during this after the school starts. So I told the teachers you gotta find somebody to take care of the plant. So they got Lester Santa work there that 2 years.
So when you were at Bettles, you were doing construction there?
Uh huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were building FAA buildings.
Where do you think you learn most of your
carpentry? Well, the people I work with, just like foremen, like every time I start working for somebody, I always get in good side of foremen. That way they can teach me lots, and that's how I pick up to start using more tools. And it's nice. Start to work as a trade, this carpenter. So.
Do you ever think about the fact that when you get jobs, that you have to be home, and you're in towns where you don't really want to be home, but you have to go work?
Yeah, When there's a job, probably get to leave. Go where there's a job, just like any place up there on a pipeline or any place. 75, I was up on the line working for RCA.
But do you feel pretty good when you're out working though?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, you know, you do so much working, a lot of work. What kinds of things do you do
for fun. Well, dog racing, that's about the best, my best life, that I can enjoy it, doing fun.
I mean, sometimes you do that, not hours of the day.
But I still love it though.
What about, say, going out tracking? Would that be fun or would that be work?
Well, it'll be a lot of work. So trapping, that's a long hours. In order to really trap, I'll have to go a long ways, and there's times I can work anywhere 14 to 18 hours a day. And that's a lot of work. That's the only way a fella can do good, is go long ways. Mm-hmm. Have a long line. A fella got this short line, just like me. I got a little line down this way, that's just 2-3 hours riding with snow machine. That's not really trap line, that's just enjoy ride. That's what it is.
There's sometimes you really
want to
think, but it might be better to not have to work and be able to go trap.
Well, if I wasn't working, I would go with my boys, that would have longer line then. But, working, I'm getting 4 hours a day right now, that's sure money. And that's, if I go out trapping, maybe I can walk 12, 14 hours someday, and maybe I wouldn't catch anything. And that's, at least 4 hours is these short hours, but it means lots to me. It's a sure money coming in.
I guess it's hard when you're
not working
your
Yeah, we enjoyed that too.
Is that different now than it was when you were younger?
When I was younger, it used to be a dance, even without no party, no booze. It used to still be a good dance. Nowadays, it seems like every time there's a dance, it's when there's something to go with it, that's all. It's the only time that people feel like dancing.
Well, what about people who play music? Do there used to be more people playing music?
Yeah. When I was younger, it used to have quite a bit of violin music. It used to be everybody, quite a few people that taking turns. It seems like nowadays it's just a couple voices. Only the ones that play for dance. Here is Carl Koikuk and his two brothers. They're good players.
Did you ever play any instruments?
No, that's one thing I guess I wasn't interested in, so I never even tried to learn. No time.
Did you ever make any special trips to go to dance sometimes in other
villages? Well, it's like when there's holidays like Christmas or New Year, we travel to Whistler or Alcacque, and wherever there's a carnival too. What village you got a carnival? That's where most of the younger people, I suppose, for this carnival, like spring carnivals. They have one in Alcacque, and next weekend they have one here, we can have one down loosely. So every weekend there's a bunch of people in one village, you know. Yeah.
I remember you had talked about how your grandmother used to tell you long stories, or you'd hear people telling stories when you were young.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I was wondering what the best story is that you remember that anybody ever told you.
Well, the best story I you like to hear when I was younger is that the men tell their hunting stories. That's the story I really used to enjoy listening to.
When do
you
usually tell those stories?
Well, whenever they get together, either this time of year or Christmas, whenever they all get together, they. That's when they're telling their stories.
Just the men get together then?
Yeah. Well, they could have been ladies in the houses too, but they seem like they just don't bother listening when the men are talking.
Could you remember the best ones? Probably not a good one, but maybe just one that.
No, I used to enjoy listening to hunting stories, but I couldn't remember what part of the story is to it.
Who is the best storyteller?
Yeah, a fellow named Johnny Oldman used to tell good stories. Mm-hmm. He was a great hunter too, and that's the one I've. We used to enjoy listening to.
I think you learned a lot from listening to this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can you ever think of a time when you were out hunting or trapping or something and you remembered one of his stories or something somebody else told you and it helped you out?
Yeah, just like when I'm tracking a moose with the wind or doing some other hunting too, there's times I think back of how the people used to do it and I think back of it and I make that move.
So how would you do that?
Pardon?
How would you do that, let's say, when you're tracking moose and using the wind? Is that the same thing you're talking about?
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Since you talk about hunting, you mentioned you went hunting with Lester Sam the other day?
Yeah, we went out again today. Okay. We went up river. We didn't have any luck, but we had a fight anyway. Didn't have to walk. It was all snow machine ride.
How's that hunting when it's snowing like today?
Well, it wasn't very. We didn't enjoy a ride coming home. We hit the river about 18 miles upriver. It was already dark when we got the river in. It was really snowing heavy then. We hit down the river, but we just stay on the bar site. We make sure we still travel on land. There's places we cross, but we just about know where to cross because we've been up and down this river quite a bit, and we just about know what riffles to keep away from. The riffles are still open yet right now. And we didn't enjoy our ride coming home. all day we enjoyed our ride. We went downstairs daylight. You can see where we're going. But coming home, it was snowing quite a bit. And we were driving hard too anyway. We were just racing just that. That's not really hunting.
Also, each of you had your own snowshoes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you do that a lot with somebody else?
Yeah, it's more fun. I like to hunt with one or two guys. I enjoy my hunting. Actually, when we stop in places before we, like if we want to walk around a little bit, you got somebody to talk with. Like by myself, when I go out, I'm just always moving. I got nobody to talk with, and just keep on moving steady. But I enjoy hunting with people, not a bunch of people, because I'll be on the way or he'll be on my way. So one or two guys, I enjoy hunting with.
Well, when two guys go out hunting, what happens if only one catches something?
Well, we share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't very well share a spruce and a rabbit, but the bigger animal we can share.
I've been looking at all the potlatch pictures pretty soon. I was wondering about some of the things. You were real busy that time, and all we were thinking about. Maybe different things that you had to do then, you know, what kind of things people expected you to do and what kind of things you just decided that you would watch out for yourself. I guess a lot of responsibility being chief.
Did people
call you chief or mayor? Or
I guess. Yeah, whatever.
What would you have to do, like, see who was coming in,
where,
you know, what kind of things to do?
Yeah, like when there's a lot of visitors, we make sure the visitors got a place to stay, and we make sure that the visitors are not hungry. And the visitors got a kid, so we make sure there's people look after the kids too. And taking care of something like that, you have to pick out what days we want to have a certain game, and start to meet potlatch and whatever. We just ahead of time we decided what days we're going to have certain things, so it's easy.
So do you, is each potlatch different that way, like when you do different things?
Most the carnival is the same way. The potluck is the same way. We just decide what day we want to have a certain things. That's so it's all the same.
Is it usually when you have a potluck, that
last? Uh-huh, yeah. Right after the big food potlatch, and after that you pass the stuff around.
Maybe you could explain a little bit about the stuff potlatch and what that means. Why that's done.
Well, that been started probably 300-400 years ago, and we just continue on doing that. Because that's just that's the last thing we can do for the person that we lose, have a potlatch like that for them. That's just our old way.
Well, there seems to be just like there's two parts of this
Some of the stuff that belonged to the person, and they made a lot of new things, like gloves or boots or slippers. They make a lot of new things to put there too.
How did they decide who gets the things that belong to the person?
When they put it one place, they decided what things certain people, person going to have. So they put a name on it. And it's like there's really expensive things is in there that can go to the best friend that fella had, you know. How they go about it, and they make sure everybody get a little bit of everything too.
Do you remember any things that, say, your grandmother or your old man would say about why the old things would be given away? What that would mean for the person who got them? Did that bring them good luck?
Well, yeah, it's something that people will have from his friend. That'll be a souvenir. That'll be something for that fellow to keep.
What about the new things that are given away?
Just like if there's a funeral, the people that work, just like there'll be a visitors come to this place and volunteer helping, and all those people can get presents too. That's just our old way of telling them thanks for the help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody told me that it was just like, say outside when they have funeral, they just bring money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here it's different, it's friends talking, and it's just like, give things instead of just paying money.
Yeah.
Well, what about the dancing and the songs, you know, the old songs, or the songs that people, the new songs people love, you know, are there young people learning how to write those kind of songs?
Yeah, there's just like our native songs, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our native songs, there's a lot of words in it, and all those words mean something that means it's not all alike, it's how they put it, is their friend or how the person was in his times. Like there's times they put a word in about hunting, how the person was a hunter, or how he was in his times. That he put a word in that song.
Are there many people using that song?
Yeah, it seems like right now they're doing pretty good. For a while, it slacked off quite a bit for a while, but right now it's picking up again. There's more younger generation start coming up with songs, and they're really picking back up again.
Did you ever make songs?
No, not yet. I think about it, but I just couldn't put enough words together, I guess.
Who do you think is the best songwriter?
Joe makes pretty good songs.
What do you think makes his songs?
Well, all his words is that the background of the person he's making a song for. It's, and that really makes it really great.
His music is really strong.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, what about, like, the dancing? Oh, I know it was special to have Wolverine's skins. For the costumes. What is special about the skins?
Well, this Wolverine skins and wolf skins, that's how it started. It's like many years ago, and we just keep on doing that. And after, when you start passing the stuff around, you cut those Wolverine skins up in strips and pass it on to people. That was our way. Well, Wolverine is the king of the small animals. That's our old stories. It's like Martin and Fox and all the small animals. Wolverine is the king.
Mm-hmm. So what would that mean for a trapper who caught the king?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what about all the cloth? What did that mean to have so much cloth and dancing in a circle for that?
The cloth, not only one person put it up, just whoever wants to donate something, just like all the visitors from Alakaket last spring that come down here, almost all those older peoples had something to donate into the potlatch, and same thing from Huslia. That's how there was so much cloth and things. No, I don't know. I don't have no idea how many, but there were a lot of people, but I don't know. I don't have no idea how many people were. Yeah.
I have to look at the pictures of the potlatch and how many people were staying just in your house alone? I know every house was full.
Uh-huh. Not even that. I don't remember how many people were in. You, Mom? You remember how many people were in the house? There must be about 6 or 7 families anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, once the potlatch was all over and everybody went,
uh-huh,
I guess there's still a lot of work, you know? What kind of things had to be done after everybody left?
Oh, nothing. No.
That was all done.
Uh-huh, yeah.
With all the cleanup and all of that.
Yeah.
What makes a potlatch a good potlatch? You know, when would people say, yeah, that's a good potlatch?
Well, I guess whenever you know everybody is happy at the place and everybody take off and head home happy, so that's...
What do you think would make somebody happy and make people happy?
Everyone's Really, just, I guess they just enjoyed. Everybody just enjoyed themselves while they were here, and just let people from here to do it. They were really happy what all the people that come to visit. That's the biggest part there, to make everybody really happy there.